Even I'm not converted to Buddhism, but I have wrote a book about the Buddha. So I have studied a lot. I have a huge library. So I have, when I'm traveling, usually it is the base to know as much as possible. And from that base, I go and compare it with my own experience and try to write a book which is more than the one, the knowledge which is so far. So this is very important. I study, of course not academic, but I study seriously. I read books, I try to learn language, and I try to go to the same place very often, not just one time. I have been in Tibet since 1985, every year, at least one time, sometimes two or three times per year. And I have found out that it is a process to see. When you travel the first time somewhere, you see the exotic things, you see the differences. If you come second time, third time, you see things which you have not seen the first time. So you open your eyes more, you get aware of many other things which you have ignored the first time. And therefore it is it's very important to travel to places more than one time to have a really deep understanding.
It's interesting because for some people it can be boring.
Yeah, this is the touristic way, they make a tick. Yeah, I want to see everything, so I go one time, I have seen, finished. But this is one way of touristic thing. I'm going to learn. So I go as long to a one same place, as long I have the feeling I can learn something. If I get the feeling now I cannot learn more, then I don't go anymore.